podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I call him a friend of mine. He's more of an acquaintance, but he also used to, we have a lot, you know, the turnover at Wilkes Broadcasting at all radio stations is high.
Yeah.
You know, people come in, it's a work world, you know, people come in, work for a while, leave, stuff like that. So I don't know if you were too close to this person or not, but anyway, let me share this as best I can. I'm going to try to encapsulate this story. They just moved into a new house. I want to say in the fall. And, you know, when you first move into a new neighborhood and you're just meeting the people, you kind of want to make a good impression. You want to get along with everybody and stuff like that. But now that the weather has really warmed up, people are going outside to do what?
Get some sun.
Tan.
Oh, okay.
Right? Tan. They're getting, like you said, they're getting some sun.
Yeah, and people vitamin
are,
D.
My God, I've got so many friends on Facebook who are posting pictures of themselves, you know, laying out. Mm-hmm,
the leg, the hot dogs by the pool,
exactly
the legs.
Exactly that, yeah. You know, and here's my foot in front of the pool, and here's my book on my lap.
Mm-hmm,
and
humble brag.
We see a lot of that, which is fine. That's cool. Well, apparently the situation in this neighborhood is that there is a neighbor, and my friends didn't know about it until the weather got warm. She does the topless laying out in the backyard.
Oh my.
And
he was complaining about this?
No. Well, no. And I spoke with his wife more than I spoke with him. That the thing is, they've got little kids. And I guess their son's window, he's six, and their son's window upstairs faces that house. You know, they live down in the ranch.
Oh, so they're on top of each other,
right?
Basically.
You know, Highlands Ranch houses are close together. Well, okay. I guess the kid in his room, when he's playing, he can look right out into the backyard.
Okay.
Now the woman has apparently one of the other neighbors said, "Yeah, somebody has mentioned it to her before." And her thing is, "Well, I've got a 6-foot privacy fence, so if you're snooping, yeah, you're going to see me."
Right. You're kind of making a point to.
Yeah, you'd have to make an effort. Down. She thinks, but. This woman says, no, it's not making an effort. My kids are right there and they can look out and see. So now became the whole debate of, do you go over and ring a doorbell and say, look, I know you want to get some sun and you don't want any tan lines and all that other stuff, but we've got kids. Mm-hmm. And where do you draw that line of infringing on a neighbor's right to do something on their property with you wanting to protect the children?
Right. Like, I'm wondering what the, I don't want to say legal, I don't want to jump to like legal, but I mean, can you do that? Is that indecent exposure? I mean, but you're on your property and it's not like she's out there flaunting it. There is a 6-foot fence.
We've got an attorney we have a lot of attorneys who listen to our show, but there's one, his name is Corey. He's a great guy. And Corey will write to us every once in a while when we throw out legal questions.
Yeah.
Corey will send an email saying, well, here's the statute for the city of Oval. This would have to be for Highlands Ranch, their statute. Mm-hmm. Can you
be topless in your own backyard?
Right.
In a non-sexual manner.
Well, here's what I asked my friend's wife. I'm actually closer with her than I am with him. And here's what I asked her. I said, okay, let's move this a step forward. What if they're out there in the backyard on their back deck and they're smoking pot? Right?
Okay, which is legal.
Okay, if they're doing that at their own home and your kids are watching that, do you go over there and tell them to stop? Like, in other words, where do you draw the line on what you don't want your neighbors doing because your kids might see?
Although that might be a nuisance if the smoke travels and you're smelling it and it's coming onto your property, then that might be a little different because she's laying on her porch. I mean, do you take this a step further instead of ringing her bell? You know the HOA Nazis out in Highlands Ranch. Is this an HOA issue? Do you have them compose a letter to Topless Tina? And
oh, we're naming her now.
Please, let's topless Tina and say, please stop being topless. Or do you move your kid's bedroom? I mean, you just flip flop some bedrooms too.
Really? Are you gonna go to?
I'm kind of on, maybe because I would want to peek out that window a little bit. But I'm kind of on her side. It's her house. It's her business.
I see our phone is ringing, and I know people want to comment. This I'm good with doing a five call says it all.
Please
303-631-1MIX 631-1649. And as the calls are coming in, I will tell you this. I mean, first of all, you know, people hear the words topless and they go, ooh la la. I just tell you a little something, something.
It's not.
No, here's the thing. I can't speak for topless Tina.
Okay.
But I have been, you know, to Europe, ooh. You know, where they're supposedly so free with everything. And it makes me laugh when people talk about that. But anyway, I've been to Europe and I've been at topless slash nude beaches and pools and stuff. And for all the people who get all worked up and excited, like, ooh, yeah, mm-hmm. guys rub their hands together. Oh,
now here
yeah.
we go.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. 92% of the people you say, and look, I'm nothing to look at either, but 92% of the people are not, you know, swimsuit models.
It's Joe Public. Yes.
Exactly.
They're not Greek gods. It's Free Willy.
Right. And I don't think you want to like say, hey, where do they live? I want to go see the neighbor. Because apparently she's not.
Come on, Tina.
She's not terrible.
She's not a 10.
No. She's not a 10. She's probably
a strong six.
Seven.
Okay.
Six and a half.
All right.
So I'll look at the lines right
besides the point.
Three of them. Well, I'm just saying. Hey, Jamie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
You hate the tan lines, don't you?
I'm with you on the tan lines, yes.
Okay.
I truly believe it's her property. It's her body. She can do what she will with it. That's when those parents need to go in and really educate their kids about, you know, what's going on and how to understand
it. Your phone is breaking up on us a lot, Jamie. Are you saying this is like a learning experience for parents? It's a teaching moment?
Well, if she's that worried about it, just frost the windows.
Frost, like get that spray snowflake stuff at Christmas.
It's like Christmas year round. Well, that's an idea.
That
like
is.
I said, your phone is breaking up on us, so we're going to have to move on. But thank you for that call. All right, so that's...
These are called mammaries, kids.
Here's Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Fine.
We both got our shirts on.
Yeah.
So what do you think of topless Tina?
I think topless Tina is in the right. You know, she's got a 6-foot privacy fence. It's not her fault that the parents decided to put it next to topless Tina's backyard. And so... I feel as though she's not out there flaunting it, saying, hey, you know, I look better than your mom, Jim, and a Def Leppard pour some sugar on me, washing her car naked.
Yes. You know? Oh, wow. That escalated quickly.
Went too far, Mike.
But, you know what I mean? She's out
it's
there.
It's her right to
anything.
Do it.
It is.
Yeah. You know, you don't need to call the police on it if you feel as though that it's really that big of a deal.
Well, you know what? It's possible, though, that it is against the law. I don't know, because I'm ignorant about the laws and that kind of thing. And here comes Chris. Chris, thanks for your call, Mike, by the way. We appreciate it. Chris, you actually worked for a while for the sheriff's department. Is laying out in the nude against the law if you're on your own property?
What's the police code for that? Like, is it a 1029? Or,
woo, yeah. Double D.
1038.
10 double D.
10 double D. You know, I don't know the law, Dom. But yeah, isn't that indecent? I don't know.
But that's the thing.
It's your
she's not.
Property,
she's
though.
Not flaunting it. She's just laying there getting sun. She's not. Doing the pour some sugar on me.
Yeah.
As Mike said.
And besides,
know.
And half the time she's on her stomach.
There is that.
Right.
And the
right?
thing
it's
is
different cheeks.
The thing is like you have to go to one specific room in the house and one window to look down on her to see this. So she's really not doing anything bad. She's not flaunting it.
We have time to take this one.
Yeah,
last
let me get
call.
On this phone.
We're gonna check this one last call. We'll take one more, but unless somebody talks me out of it, I'm going to say you kind of got to just let it go. I mean, first of all, how many days out of the year is it going to happen?
Right.
Right. They moved in last fall. They didn't even know until this last weekend that the neighbor even did that.
Oh, I just remembered when I was a teenager, our neighbor did that. She would lay out on her back patio
okay.
on her chaise lounge, okay. topless.
Okay.
I got out the binoculars. I was trying to check that out.
All right. We got time for one more.
I had
here's
to learn.
Here's Danae. Hi, Danae. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
So what's your take on this?
I would say, I can't say yes or no, but I think that as a mom of twin boys, I would go over there and talk to her, and maybe we can work out a time that she can do this, you know, kind of like my baby's nap times or something like that. Because I feel like, you know, adults are more... you know, they're willing to work things out between each other. So I feel like I don't think she's going to say, no, I shouldn't cover up because, you know, it's my yard, you know. But as a mom, I don't think you have to explain, you know, why the lady next door is laying naked before you want to. You know, there's certain things you don't want to teach her children just yet.
That's a pretty darn good compromise. Like, you're acknowledging that she's doing it, but...
Well, let me play devil's advocate for just a second, okay. Danae, and that is, we all know that in Colorado, I mean, the clouds come rolling in. You only have limited time that you can put your kids down for a nap at any time, just about.
Right.
But sure. the clouds, I mean, you got to take advantage of the sun while you can. Do I sound like I'm fighting too hard?
A little bit. The clouds, come on.
No, I totally understand. Yeah. Well, why don't they switch numbers? You know, you can text me like, hey, I heard it's only supposed to be, the sun's supposed to be out between these hours or this hour, just letting you know.
Put your twins away because I'm getting my twins out, is what she can say.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.